Now you tell me that. Last week I'm finishing the
season. Start today the Torah way in Northwest London, Tuesday, 26th of Adar Sheni, 29th of March. Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Shlita, drinking water on Pesach. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Stern and Dunner on the second yahrzeit of their late father and grandfather, Rabbi Willie Stern, Zichron Levrocho, Rabbi Zeib and Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, Zichron Levrocho, whose yahrzeit was on Monday.
Okay, good morning everyone. So apologies about the last minute change of topic. This is a way of trying to get him to invite me to speak a second time about stopping Brocha, so I tricked him with inviting. Okay, so it's drinking water on Pesach. So, yeah, water is one of the staple foods. And we want to start, is one allowed to drink water from the tap on Pesach? Or must one drink bottled water? There are those who have a minig to drink only bottled water on Pesach. We can discuss why that may be, and whether they're right, or there are any heterim to drink tap water. It's more nageya to soup. Because very nice, you can go all out and buy a bottle of water to drink from, but if you're being machmir, not to drink tap water, the chayra, when you make chicken soup or vegetable soup, which involves pouring water in from the tap, you would have the same problem, and if you want to be machmir, you would have to drink, only bottled water into your chicken soup. There are Yungalites in Koyal who have the family minhag that when they make a soup on Pesach, they only use bottled water. And we're going to try and discuss what's the machlokes here, is it Indian to be machmir? Are there any heterium? Okay. So before
it's bottled before Pesach, so it's good to use things.
Oh, there. That'll be enough commitment.
Water is bottled 6 months ago.
That's what we're discussing. We'll discuss that as well. Okay.
So 50 years ago, there was no bottled water.
First bottle.
You can buy it.
There's more talks about
the
bottled
water. Might
be
have a tank of water to make what you
need. Yeah. Here we go. Ready, steady, go. Before we start, we're going to talk a bit the Makoris. We'll go back into the Kishkas, the Basel B'Cholov a bit to understand the Yisoidus, and then we'll bring out to the mice. Minatoir, let's go back here. Minatoir, if you have one piece of meat which is not kosher, and it falls into a mixture of two other pieces of meat which are, yes, kosher. You have now three pieces of meat. One is treif, two is kosher. They all look the same, just you get one with a problem with Shechita, one that wasn't. They're the same piece of meat. It's Yovesh B'Yovesh, they're all dry. They're not imparting a taste on each other. The halacha is chad b'shrei is bottle, and it's all bottle, and therefore midaraisa, if you'd want, you could eat all three pieces of meat. Perhaps with Rabbanon will tell you not to eat all at one time together, but midaraisa, you can zicha eat all three pieces. Bittel achrei rabim lahatris, you go after the roiv, and therefore even though inevitably you ate something which was not kosher, doesn't matter, after it was bottled, no problem at all. Yeah, isn't there? Soscho brings down that there's an Indian to eat non-kosher meat that became bottled, because clearly Hashem had something, so it's Kedusha in it, and Hashem organized the circumstances that it would come out that a Jew would eat this piece of non-kosher meat. Azaponim, midaraisa, min b'minoi is chad b'trei bottle. Now, when it's min b'einoi minoi, when it's two different types of meat that fell into each other, then we need it 60 times. Chazal say, then you need 60 times the amount. Because we're scared, you might end up cooking the three pieces of meat together. If you cook the three pieces of meat together, then the taste of the eino mino, the chazal which fell into the cows, the taste of the pig will be discernible. And midaraisa, there's a problem of tam ke'ika. If one can taste non-kosher, it's a problem. And therefore, midaraisa, midrabonon with goza, otu, you will come to cook it. And were you to cook these three pieces of meat together, there'll be a taste of pig in the kosher, and therefore midrabanon, you need 60. And therefore, that's halach midrabanon, you need 60 by min b'she'enoi mina. Okay. By lach b'lach, when milk falls into your chicken soup, then by enoi mina you zicha need shishim, because you can taste until 60, Chazal say, one can taste the milk in the chicken soup, and therefore you need 60 times chicken soup to milk, then you can't taste it, we assume, and then one be allowed to drink the soup. Okay. What is by lach by min b'mina? There's a machlokes about that. That means when you have the same type of taste falls into each other, but one's kosher and one's non-kosher. There's a machlokes. There's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah brings down by Yayin Nesech that it's osur b'mashu. A bit of Yayin Nesech falls into a barrel of wine, but all the wine becomes non-kosher. And the Mishnah says, Zeaklan, min b'einai minai is b'mashu. So, min b'minoi is mashu, v'she'enai minoi b'noi santa. The Mishnah says, Zeh hachal, by all things that are min b'minoi, you need a ma'ashu asus, a teeny bit of yayin esach is going to mess up your entire pot. Then I feel like I'm wrong what that means, zehakla. Are you saying that every type of min beminoi, by a lach balach, by a wet thing, is going to be a ma'ashu? Or is it only on certain things? Rav and Shmuel say, nope, everything is osa by a ma'ashu. And Rabbi Yochanan Shlokhi say, no, dafka tevel, and yayin esach, all other asurim, we go with shishin. La halacha, we paskin that you go with shishin. I mean, for the only by yayin esach is a bit of wine falls into a huge barrel of wine, gonna pull a problem. But everything else, shishim 60 times heter always makes the mixture kosher. Oh, now go to chametz. The Gemara Pesachim daf lamed omed al. Say the Gemara Pesachim. Omar Rava hilchasa chametz bezmanoi bein beminoi bein shalei beminoi osur b'mash. Here we have a chumrah that chometz is different than other isurim. Even though other isurim, we say there's a din shishim, by chometz, even a tiny bit of chometz in a huge mixture will make the whole mixture forbidden to be eaten on Pesach. This is dafka on Pesach. Before Pesach, like someone pointed out, there is a din bittul b'shishim. But on Pesach, if you have chas v'shalom, a bit of beer fell into your chometz on Pesach, even a teeny bit of beer will make the entire Mr. Rice huge pot of shalot also to be eaten on Pesach. Chometz b'minoy or b'ein b'minoy on Pesach is b'mash. Oh, what's the reason for this chumrah? Why do we say chometz is also b'mash? Let's go through. I'm sorry, it's a bit nitty gritty. We'll go through all the reasons and then we can extrapolate it and work through drinking water or not. Rashi brings down that Rashi paskins, not like we paskin. Rashi holds all this surim in the Torah on min b'minoi b'mashim. And therefore, Rashi says, the chometz, when it's min b'minoi, when it fell into something that has the same name or the same taste, then it's b'mashim, as though everything in kol Torah kula is mashim, which we don't pass like, but Rashi passed like it. Aye, what's by eino minoi? Says Rashi, because we're more machmir by chometz, we'll find a few things, we're more machmir by chometz. Says Rashi, because chometz is a chorus, therefore, even by eino minoi, we say it's osur b'mashim. I was showing him ask, there's other isurim that are chorus. Drinking blood is also a chorus. Eating chalev is an isur chorus. All you're going to say by dam and chorus, if a bit of animal blood falls into your cholent, you can't eat the whole cholent, even though it's a swimming pool worth of cholent and a teeny bit of blood. No, say that Rishonim, chometz is worse. Why is chometz worse? Because loy bodil mini. Because a person is not removed from chometz, a person is not used to not eating chometz, and therefore you have to be more machmir by chometz than by other isurim. Agav, this is the same svara the Ram brings down, the Ram of famous kasha. Why is there a din? Bali roi and bali matzeh. Why must you get rid of your chometz before Pesach? Why can't you have chometz in your house? Like you're allowed to have treif in your house. Make sure not to eat it. Why are we so machmir on Pesach legabe chometz? Answers the Ram, two truths. Number one, it's chorus. There are other isurim chorus at all as well. Number two, loy bodol mine, because you're not used to not eating bread, and therefore, were you to keep your bread in your house, you might end up to eat it. There is the pasuk in Shemois, I didn't mean the Shemois, the pasuk in Shemois says, maybe Yaki can't be Doshna pasuk, it says you shouldn't have chametz in your house, loy reichel chametz, ki chal reichel chametz v'nichrasa, mi yom harishna yom hashvi. So they say those are two reasons of the run in the pasuk. Why is it Bali Aroya? Because it's chorus, and it's only 7 days, and therefore you're loy bodol mine, and therefore, that's okay. So therefore, Rashi says the chumrah of chometz, you're not allowed to ask us even the mashiv. But the Talmud disagrees. He says in kol Torah kula, it's always bottle b'shishin. So why we more machmir chometz? It's a drabbanon. We more machmir chometz because of these korahs, because of these svaras. Midrabbanon, we are machmir that chometz is osur b'mashiv. Okay, it's similar reasoning to Rashi. Says the Rambam and the Ram a whole new reason, and they say that chometz is unique. Chometz has a din of dovar sheyesh loy matirin, which means, let's say you have something that's muksa on Shabbos, an egg that was born on Yom Tov, which is muksa, and that egg fell into 1,000 different eggs. The halacha is that normally you'd say it's bottle. However, this egg today is muksa. Tomorrow on Isruchag will be permitted because it's not muksa anymore. It says the Gemara in Beitza that there's halacha of dovar sheyesh loy matirin, and therefore since tomorrow it's going to be permitted, why eat it today, relying on bittul, says Rashi. Don't eat it with, so to speak, issa, eat it better. Eat it tomorrow when it's mutter l'kul amo, you don't need to come on to bittul. Therefore, an egg of mutter fell into other eggs is going to be osa the whole Shabbos, even one in a million. Said Ram, and the Rambam, Chometz is the same thing. Chometz is asa, mamish asa, terrible thing chometz. But that's it's a chometz today, after Pesach. There's no it's a chometz. There is a drabbanon of chometz or Pesach, but midrashah there's no it's a chometz. Therefore, they say chometz has the halachic status of a dovar sheyesh loy matirin, and therefore it's not bottle afilu be'elef. And therefore, we can understand why chometz is asa b'mashu, because everything, if you have a little bit of non-kosher, falls into your pot, it's going to be treif, unless there's a din bittel. But since it's yesh matirin, there's no din bittel. If there's no din bittel, therefore it's going to be osefet. So that's how the Ran and the Rambam learn the issa of chometz b'mashu, because it's yesh loy matirin. Yes.
It's much rather bittel as b'dieret.
Right. You know, yeah, Rashi says, "Ashtrelena be'issa." What's the issa? Bottles. Yeah, there's another pshat in the Ran to explain the Yisrael Yishmael Tiri, and the feedback is not b'dieret. The Ran explains. The Ran and Doron Avnon Beis. It's about this big. You can look it up. Take a few days. But the Ran there says that bittel is when you have two things fighting each other. You have issa and you have heta, and they're fighting, and they are opposites. Therefore, if there's more bittel than issa, the bittel overpowers the heta, overpowers the issa, and therefore you have bittel. When you have two opposites fighting, you can have bittel, says the Ran. However, if you have two things that are fighting, that are rather similar, they're not so dissimilar. One is mutter, and the other one is also going to be mutter tomorrow. Therefore, the din of bittel will not be said on two things that are so similar. He said the same svara, there is a shitta that min b'mina is never bottle. If you heard the holds, min b'mina is never bottle. And it's the same svara, because min b'mina is so similar, you only have bittel when there's opposites fighting. And the Ran says, in Yesh Lematirin, it's not two opposites fighting, it's Heta fighting against also Heta, and therefore you don't say, and if you don't say Bittel unless the opposite is correct. Now, Agav, there's Machlaikas in the Ramah on this Rambam. Is Chometz considered a Dabar Sheyesh Lematirin or not? What's Machlaikas? The problem is that Chometz is going to end up being Osa again next year. So you have a piece of bread. On Pesach, it's Osa. The week after Pesach, it's Mutter. The next year, it's Osa. Do you say Chometz is Yesh Loy Matirin or not? So the Chora, it depends on the Rashi and the Ram's understanding. The Fi Rashi, the whole Svara of Yesh Loy Matirin is, why eat it today when it's dodgy, when it could be Osa? Eat it tomorrow when it's Mutter. So if that's true, you say it by Chometz as well. Chometz today is Osa, and next week will be Mutter. Do me a favor. Eat it next week. Don't make yourself get involved in the Sofik Issa. Mamela Chometz is Yesh Lematirin, and then let's chat in the Ram and the Rambam who say that Chometz is B'marshu because Yesh Lematirin. However, the other Shifter of the Ramah says no. If it's going to be Osir again next time, that means. One second. If it's going to be Osir again next time, that means it's not really Yesh Lematirin. It's not so similar to the Heta. The whole of our Yesh Matirin is, this is Mutter, this is Osir, it can be Bottle. If it's going to be Mutter tomorrow, it's too similar. If it's going to be Osir again next time, they're no longer called similar, and therefore you could say it's Bottle. Okay, that's Agav. So Agav point. We have now three reasons why, let's call it two reasons. Why is Chometz Osir B'Mashu? Is it because Yesh Matirin, or is it because Chazal Asir Mechumra the Chometz, Chazal Asir Chometz B'Mashu? Okay. What we nafkamina, be very part of nafkamina. Yesh Matirin, this Rashi says, far is, why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. What's halacha for going moldy by tomorrow? So you haven't got that svar. You can't say, why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow, because I can't eat it tomorrow. It'll be off by tomorrow. Say that, that's nafkamina. The Fi, the Rambam, and the Ran, that the learn, the reason why Chometz Asur B'Mashu is because why eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. If it's a food that will be going off, that the sell-by date is before tomorrow, then you can eat it on Pesach, and you'll use bittel, because it's not called Yesh Lematirin, because there's no svara, why eat it, eat it tomorrow? I can't eat it tomorrow. Masha Enkein, the Fi Rashi, that Chumrah of Chometz, they always Osir Mashu, it would still be Osir to eat. The other question would be, what about Chometz, which got mixed into a mixture on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So we know, Erev Pesach afternoon, you can't eat Chometz, but it's not, it's a Koros. Koros only starts when Yom Tov comes in. So if it's a Chumrah of Chometz, because it's an Issa Koros, then you will be able to say bittel on Erev Pesach. Masha Enkein, if it's Yesh Loy Matirin, you'd have to wait until after Pesach, because then there's no Issa at all, then you can eat it. Now, let's get back to our water. With that in mind, in every sea, in every river, there's chometz. Yeah, there's waste from factories, there's people throwing out their leftover beer, there's unfortunately in Eretz Yisrael, fryer people who throw in the Kinneret bread just to cause problems for the Frumma. It happened in Brisk before the war, and it happens in Eretz Yisrael. And you go to the Kinneret, and you can see There's pieces of bread floating around. And these chevra are very londish. And they know they've read the Torah Weshe. And they learn there that chomet is osur b'mashu. I like the chomet of chomet. I like the yeshu matirin. But they realize they've got an amazing thing. They can antagonize their frum neighbors by putting in one piece of bread in the kinneret, and suddenly all the water in the whole Israel has a mashu chomet inside. And therefore, the filat, it could be osur to drink the water in the entire Israel. Who had in any water in any country, if there's any beer or any waste or any chomet in any other water reservoirs, you're going to have a problem of drinking chomets on Pesach. And therefore, the chayra should come out that it's osur to drink water from a tap. And it's osur to fill up a chicken soup bowl with water from a tap. Because there's a mashu chomets. And a chomets is a mashu, which means not 60 or 100, even one in a billion is going to be a problem. And therefore, if they're anywhere, connected anywhere, a bit of water, they'll be stuck. Mashu enkein, like Rav Avadia said, if you would take the water before Pesach, this whole din of bittul b'mashu is only on Pesach. Before Pesach is bottle b'shishin. So I should get a big bathtub, I should fill it up with loads of water, and I should drink from there and cook from there, and then I have no problem on Pesach. And Yisrael Kadoshim Heim, there are those who taka on makbid because of this issa of chomes mashu to only drink tap water or to have a special water tank. The Kneboisim, my brother brings down, minigush line, was to set aside water before Pesach, gallons of water, and only partake in that water on Pesach. Now the question is, I'm not going to do a survey here, but the minigush line is not to do that. So the question is, why not? We just learnt with Batuv Tam Badas, Chomet is Osur B'mashu. So how are we allowed to drink water on Pesach if there may be in the water system crumbs?
If the bath water comes from the tap, why is it better than the...
So if you collected it before Pesach and you closed it off and now there's nothing there...
But the radar?
So we'll discuss. Very good. Let's go slow. We'll discuss.
The bath water ain't got Chomet in it, even if it's... Take it away.
If it's not connected to the chomets anymore, where are the chomets? Are we all about crumbs? What are we worried about?
They're filtering the water, it doesn't help.
So let's go slowly to work out what the issue is. Let's go slow. Let's go very, very slow. Agav, that Beheta brings down from Arizal, very important to know, he brings down, Mi shenizhar me mashu chomets. Someone who is careful not to partake in a mashu chomets on Pesach is muftach loy, that he vadai will not do an aveira the whole year. Well, it's quite a good guarantee. It's quite a good investment to buy some bottled water for a few days of Pesach, and then you get guaranteed you won't do an aveira the whole year. So why not? Let's go. The fewer tip. Number one, the first heter is the heter of Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva brings down in Tov Samach Zai in maybe Lamed Aleph around there, that chomets of a goy is not osur b'mashu, only chomets of a yid. That's what he holds. The Sfarah would be for a different time, but he says that a din, chomet mashu only is Jewish-owned chomet, not goyish. So then it depends. If there's unfortunately a friar throwing bread into the water, it might not help us. But if you're worried about off the coast of Bournemouth, a goy pours his beer into the sea, that wouldn't be a problem because the chomet's of a goy. The Maaseh, that's not the Kula Amma. Someone came to Shabina Rav's father, the Kochem Yaakov, when Shabina Rav was 11 years old, and he asked him, what's halacha, is chomet of a goy osur b'mashu or not? And the 11-year-old Tribuna Rav, maybe you call him the Tribuna Kid, said that, as we're talking about, it's before the Shach. What's the Shach? The Shach in Hilchos Bos B'cholov, in Siman Pei Ches, discusses about, are you allowed to eat Bos B'cholov on the same table together, or do you need a hecker to remind not to eat it? And then they discuss, what about other Isurim? Can I eat my meal, and I got a guy eating his chazal next to me? Do I need to have a hecker there to remind not to eat the chazal? And the Shach discusses maybe only things that are normally you eat, and therefore things that you never eat. Not, he brings a Rashba. The Rashba that says, on Pesach it's osur to eat on the same table as a goy, because maybe a drop of his chomets will go into your food, and asur b'mashu. Said the Tribuna Rav, that it's mefurish in the Rashba, that a chomets of a goy falling into your food, asur b'mashu. Okay, says Machlokes, Shari Tshuva and Shach. So the feed the Shari Tshuva, the first heter would be that if the chomet belongs to a goy, there's no din mashu, it's only osur b'shishim, and therefore you would say bittel long be no problem at all, because there's not that much bread in our water system, right? So there's only a drop, and therefore there'll be no problem at all. Next, there is an opinion of the she'iltas. The she'iltas paskins, not like we said till now, that chomet is bottle on Pesach b'shishim, not like the Gemara of Mashma, not all Rishonim. Now, even though we don't pass that she'iltas, says the B'chat Sharov that if one has a sophic, whether or not there's chomets at all. Yeah, we don't know the chomets, yeah? It could be the chomets. We don't know if we don't see the chomets floating around. We're chayish, maybe the friar threw chomets in the canary. So if you have a sophic chomets, plus the machlaika she'iltas and al-rishayim, whether it's bottle b'shishim or b'mashu, Sveika, you can be makel, that one can assume there's no, that's bottle. So you have now two etim, heta the shayat truva, that chomes of a goy, doesn't ask mashu, and heta of the b'chacha, are pila shiltas, that perhaps is bottle b'shishim, plus a sofik of chomes there, and therefore you can't be makel. Now.
But neither of those really apply.
Give it. Now they don't really apply, because the maisa, if you know for a fact, which you inevitably do, you're going to have a problem. Must be. We've got another six etim coming up, don't worry. Now. What is in the water? Well, how did the bread transfer taste in the water? We know in Basar B'Cholov, you need heat to things to transfer, yeah? If two cold things touch each other, no taste is imparted. Maybe a bit of gravy is imparted, but it doesn't soak taste in the whole thing. Therefore, what's going on here? You have cold bread in cold water, why is all the water awesome? There are two chashoshes. Number one, if you've got a piece of bread in your water, obviously you've got a problem, you're eating the bread. Yeah, so that, you have a problem. And that filtering might help it out. Was discussed shortly. The second is
water make chicken soup that you got, and it becomes hot. So the chomet becomes hot.
Okay, but by then it's ready. I hear. Okay, yeah, it's a good point. We'll get back to that in a second. Now the other din is kovosh. This is in Simon Kufay, but because something called kovosh kumavoshul. Pickling is like cooking, which means if you have a solid floating in liquid 24 hours straight, the halacha is that it's the same halachic process as cooking, and therefore the taste will be imparted from A to B and B to A. If you have milk, cold milk, sitting in a meaty pot 24 hours, the meaty pot became milky, or trip. Because our 24 hours with Cephas, it causes the imparting of taste. Yeah, there is other things that go quicker. If it's vinegar, it might work in 18 minutes, but regular liquids impart the taste if a solid sits in it for 24 hours. Therefore, the problem here is kovosh kumavoshul. You have a piece of bread floating in your water. The piece of bread floated there 24 hours. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. Oh, now, firstly on that, there's a few attempts. Yeah, again, this is the soil. This is kovosh kumavoshul. Says Chacham Avadia in your Biya Oimer that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because in the sea, in the Kinneret, you have fish who are very hungry, and therefore one can assume that if anyone put any bread in the sea, the fish would eat it within 24 hours. And therefore, there's no one that came to the stage of kovosh. So whopping kiddush, because I'm one assuming that ate every single bit. Number two, he brings it from a Rambam. The Rambam brings down the gabe someone's front garden. If they put put chomets there over the year, they don't need to bedikas chomets as Rambam. One can assume the birds ate it, like on B'Shalach, the birds eat the bread. Probably the whole time the birds eat the bread. And then, oh no, my B'Shalach, the birds never eat it. I don't know why. But as a bonnet, one can assume the birds ate it. Now, freight. The kasha is, Rabbi Zimman told me it's kasha. It's not a good comparison. Because the Rambam's talking about the chi of bedikas chomets. Is there a chi of stu bedika? No, you can assume that the chomets is gone. But the Rambam never says you can lick the whole courtyard. He never says you can rely legabe achilas mashu chomets that all the bread is gone. Here, Chamavadia is saying that we're so reliant on the fish being hungry and eating it all up, we can assume there's nothing left. That you don't see from the Rambam, but that's a big chiddush. So it's a chiddush to rely on het number three of Chamavadia that the fish ate up all the bread. Het number four. If the water is moving water, where the water runs in and runs out, and there's stuff coming in, stuff coming out, then the Pesach Teshuvah and Simon Samach Tes brings down, there is no din kovosh. Kovosh is when it's stagnant. Yeah, I think that's the right word. When you have water in a pot, no movement, and there's a piece of meat sitting inside, 24 hours, it makes the tainting part. But if there's action going on in the water, we know din kovosh. If there's no din kovosh, the water will never have a lachic taste of the bread. Okay. Next. This is important. This is basically one of the main heterim. The main heterim is that when Chazal Asad and Issa of Mashu says a Sefer Yeshua, it doesn't mean one in a quadrillion, yeah? It means there was a mashu, there was chomets there, and that chomets, normally, you say you have 90 kazesim of heta, one kazayas of issa. We say, it's bottle b'shishim, says Sefer Shua. And chomets will say no. Why? Because this could one day lead to a nesinas tam, and therefore a machmer, even before it's nesin tam, because maybe you'll end up giving tam. But he says, a mashu, which can never lead to any substantial amount of chomets. Yeah? You have one piece of bread in the Mediterranean, it could never, you have to put in all the bread in the world, and it still wouldn't be able to taste in the Mediterranean of chomets. That is not the Issa Mashu in Chazal Asik. There's a lashon of many achronim, yeah, whoever you speak to claims that his God will said it, but either Chaznish or Rishon Zalman or Chaim Oizer said, Afilu Amashahu Hotashir, which means the Din Mashu is not Mamish Amashahu. It means even a small amount that would normally be bottled is not bottled. But to say one speck of bread in the whole water in the world, after everything, that you don't see. Okay. Next. This is a bit of a longish one. The Chalitza Gemara brings down. Now, if you learn the Issa of Chometz, is because of Dovar Shayesh Matirin, which means, don't eat it today when there's a bit of Chometz in it. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow it'll be Mutter Lagam because Issa Chag Pesach says the Chagad, is a shit of the Tzach, the neighborhood. Tzach brings down. And this whole Svara of Yesh Matirin, don't eat it today, eat it tomorrow, is by something that you can only eat once. You have a slice of pizza, it has a shayla on it. Today it's bottle, tomorrow it's Mutter. Don't eat the pizza today, please. Eat it tomorrow. But what about if you have a shayla of Muksa? You have a chair, which is Muksa, and it got mixed up. Now, he says, you don't say wait till tomorrow and then use it tomorrow. Because I want to use the chair now and tomorrow. The whole svara of Yesh Matirin is, don't do it today if you can do it tomorrow, beheta. Anyway, you can only eat the pizza once. So do me a favor, eat it tomorrow, don't eat it today. But if it's something which has a two-time usage, yeah, then you say, I don't want to do it today, I don't want to do it tomorrow, I want it today and tomorrow. Therefore, the whole svara of why do today, do tomorrow, won't apply only on something of eating, not of usage. Says the Chalkas Yoyev. One can argue that, the Chiddush is, that you look at the water like you look at the Mukta chair. You say to the water, it's not pshat, oh, don't drink water today, drink water tomorrow. No, I want to drink water today and tomorrow. And therefore, don't say, just wait till tomorrow. Because that's not the case. That's a Chiddush, because you could answer on every litre of water, wait till tomorrow. But that's what he wants to say, to have the sixth Mahalach to answer up the hat. Okay, next. Rishon Kluger brings down that there's no din kovush. It's a chiddush. Kovush means you have something sitting 24 hours, it imparts taste. If you're going to down some kufay, if you say you have 24 hours of meat sitting in a pot of milk, yeah? If you take the meat out for 1 second, drop it back in, it resets the clock. It needs to have 24 hours, but it's tzifus in the same moment. Said Shem Kluger, who are then? If any water gets added in to this mixture within 24 hours, it resets the clock again. It has to be 24 hours of the same two forces in play. And therefore, in the Kinneret, if there's any rain coming in or water going out, then it resets the clock Kaseda, and therefore it's going to be permitted.
Isn't that same svara as stagnant water? That's
the so they say the same svara as?
Stagnant water or not stagnant water.
Correct. It's basically another caveat in Hilchot Kovash. When you say Kovash, you must be 100%. Here, it's more of a Kiddush, if one drop falls in. No, by a Nahar, I hear, a flowing river, it's easier to make. Here you're saying, there's enough minute to let's say some people soak their luluv in a... Everyone has mahalchim, how they do their luluv, yeah? How they keep the luluv moist. Some people put the luluv in a bucket of water. So if they do that, it's a shaila, if the luluv is kovosh, could be possible. But the fear of Shem Kluger, you put in a drop of water in the middle of 24 hours, you're fine. It's not kovosh anymore. Which is a chiddush shtickle. Okay. Next. The Ritva brings down that there's no issa mashu when something mechubba the karka. And all the nahoras on mechubba the karka, and therefore, it's going to be okay. Now let's look at how Mishnah Berurah brings down this issue. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Samach Zayin, Sikot Samach Zayin brings down. Kosu Achroinim, She. Hold on a second. So go back. Im Nimtza Garine Tvua, Bebe'er Mayim Bepesach. Yeah? Oh, wait, there's one more heta. One more heta I'll say is. The Machalek of Shachin tells about Trey Mashu, which means you have something Osav Mashu, let's say Chometz Pesach, yeah? You have a bit of Chometz, fenu chont. Big chont, teeny bit of Chometz, Osav Mashu. And then you took a spoon of that chont and put it next chont. Do you say Trey Mashu? Do you say that this got Osav and you pass this on to make this Osav? Or no, Trey Mashu lo amino. Only once Osav Mashu, it's not got clef to make the whole world Osav Mashu because of one spoonful coming in from A to B to C to D. Machalek of Shachin tells the Taz of Mekel, many Achalek of Mekel of Taz. Now, let's say you have a big water tank at home. So that, no goy put chomets in a water tank. Novos, a mashu of water from the Kinneret went into my tank, and I'm taking it from my tank. That could be a svara tray mashu, and then for the taz, that could be mutter. That is heta number 8. So it says Mishnah Berurah, im nimtza garine tvua bebe'er mayim bepesach. If a bit of tvua fell into your well on Pesach, kosu achroinim sheroyu lizoher b'chol ma de'efsha sheloi. You have to be machmir. The Shema nichbash mitoichem eis leis. Maybe it's kovush, and therefore you have a problem. B'chamokren, im ein loy mayim acherim, kiven shechayov tluyim boy, yesh lahatir mitam sfek sfeker, because maybe it's not there, maybe the various fakers. But upon him, he's not a fan of eating it when you know that there's water, that there's bread in it. Okay, so to summarize, there are those who have a minig to not drink water on Pesach from a tap. The reason is because they're worried about Mashu Chometz. We said the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, and the reason is we have 8 different heterim, or maybe 9. Number one was the She'iltas Paskins is bottle b'shishim. Number two, we say the Shari Tshuva, that chometz of a goy does not ask of a mashiv. And the Rishat Rav said, if you have a suffix whether there is chometz there b'chlan, and you're not sure if it's there or not, then you could lie on the shelters, that's bottle of shishim. Number four, we had the fact that Chacham Avadya said, fish probably ate it up. On that we asked, is the chiddush to say from the Rambam that fish ate it up, because the Rambam only makes up a chiv v'nikra, not by the heta achila. Number five, we had a heta from Sefer Yeshua and the Chazon Ish and the Rav Shem Zalman and the Rav Chaim Oizer that afilu amashu hotashit. And therefore, if one particle of chometz fell into a swimming pool of water, you're not going to say you can't drink the swimming pool of water. Because if you can't come to see this town, it'll be mutter. Then we said it could be that there's no din of Yeshua Maturin al pi the tzlach, and therefore one would be allowed to drink it al pi the heta, if it is like the Rambam, not like Rashi. Then we said the Ritva holds it in Chobel Karka. And then we said the Shema Kluga, there's no kovush if it's something drips in the middle. And then we said the Fidatav, that Trey Mashahu Loi Omrino. Now, there are people who want to put a filter in the tap, like Chaskel said, put a filter in case it's crumbs. Yeah? Very nice, these all heads of kovush and mashahs, but if you're going to end up with a crumb of water floating around your cup, or floating around chicken soup, a crumb of chometz, that's a bayah. So some people put a filter, extra filter, on their tap to make sure it doesn't have any breadcrumbs. Now, whether or not there's an issa boireh on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're being boireh, the bad from the good, because you're filtering out chometz on Pesach, that's a different shmooze. You should ask a local Orthodox rabbi. Shkoyach for listening. Have a very good day. Thank you. Thank you.